Hey guys, welcome to our encore as we continue with our encore week here between Christmas and New Year's on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is a show that, while I've seen references to this actually happening, for some reason I've just blotted it out of my mind for probably obvious reasons. There is continued fallout from Emerelda Wheeler shooting two traveling squirrels to death, and that'll be featured on the show today.
That's it. That's all it says?
That's it. Continued fallout from Emerelda Wheeler shooting two traveling squirrels to death. And I'm not laughing because...
Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. And Harvey Weierman guests. Also, Doug Danger reviews a movie that he's never seen. Let's check it out. It's our encore for today on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good. And we have Doug Danger later.
Yeah, we may have Doug Danger later, not...
I mean, we may.
We have not yet lined him up. He's going to talk about the Beatle documentary.
Yeah, I've been hearing all about the Beatles, the Peter Jackson Beatles documentary.
Well, this is a reassembling, if you will, of original materials,
All right, Margaret, we don't need to know the French on everything.
Well, when I'm talking, homeboy, that's what you hear.
Fine.
These are the original materials that were originally recorded by Ian Michael Baker.
One of those three names.
It was one of those three name British. But he was the original documentarian.
And then the material was given to Peter Jackson.
The material was given to Peter Jackson by the surviving Beatles. At this point, Paul and Ringo, right?
Yes, I believe John and... Well, not I believe.
What do you mean you believed? Yeah, John, he's dead.
All right. But I was going to say George Harrison.
Yeah, George Harrison died back in 2001.
Exactly. So the surviving Beatles, Jesus.
That would be Paul
and Ringo.
Yes.
Paul and Ringo, right, bud. They are the surviving Beatles, and they're the ones that gave the green light to...
To Ian Baker Hogg, right?
Who?
are you talking about Peter Jackson?
Who was the guy, the three-name clown?
This is great. Don't call a man a three-name clown.
I'm sorry.
The original documentarian, I don't have the man's name, but he was the original, the guy the Beatles hired to document this final attempt at a concert. I don't know. I got to see the damn movie because I don't really know the story behind Get Back.
Now, what is Get Back? That's the name of the song, right?
Yeah, but it was a whole lot more, okay?
But I'll take it from here.
No, wait a minute. I got it. I'm running with it. When I hand it off to you, you run with it. General, you may be run along the flank in case you hand it off.
Yeah, sure, whatever you say. Fine.
As I understand it, Get Back Jack, right?
You're throwing it to me?
Yeah.
Okay, Get Back Jack. It was...
Mr. Henry, you don't have to find everything amusing.
When you say it, bud, yes, I do. Get Back, the original Get Back film... was, yeah, a documentation of the Beatles' efforts at a final recording, a final, if you will, a final rapprochement, where the band was trying to get back together again because they had fallen apart. Apparently, according to this new film, it was not Yoko Ono's fault, but it was really more or less just the band's tensions that had been mounting for quite some time.
Well, Yoko Ono, they always hung it on her as the one that broke the band up.
Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, it was a variety of things. Paul McCartney's leadership, they chafed at. Lennon seemed to be bored. George Harrison wanted to bust out on his own and do some solo stuff, which he did do.
Well, what's that? You didn't see it. Phil Hendry just shook his shoulders and rolled his eyes. Well, I didn't think that.
I thought a lot of what George Harrison did solo was great. Frankly, I think the Beatles solo kind of sucked.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? What about that one that Lennon did? I like that. Imagine all the people. You know that one?
Yeah, that was a good song. But
what do you think, Margaret?
I don't agree 100% with Phil, but I know that together they were stronger.
That's my point. Together they were great. And if of the four Beatles, the solo stuff I liked the most was Lennon, because he was moody and he was angry, and that's kind of...
That's how you are.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, folks, Bud?
Yeah, today's show, we're going to be featuring, first off, Harvey Weierman. Big stuff from last night.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to jump into before I started running my guts about the Beatles and Doug Danger. Harvey Weierman's joining us from San Marino, California. Big fallout from last night's show, where Emerelda Wheeler took a shotgun and unloaded on a couple of traveling squirrels.
Oh, my God, that's right.
All right. Harvey and Woody and Eddie's out there. Harvey... Great to be with you, and I'm glad you took some time. I know you're representing the Wheelers in this, right?
Yeah, I was asked to intercede on behalf of Ed and Dan.
Emerelda and Dean.
Right. Emerelda and Dean Wheeler. Now, the fallout from what happened... Excuse me for a minute. Hey, Bob, give me a glass of water, because I've got the crud.
Whatever you say.
Thanks. Ah, I've got the phlegm, Phil.
All right, are you taking anything for that? Are you seeing a doctor?
Am I seeing a doctor for what?
Harvey, as long as we've known, you've had this phlegm problem.
And I'll have the phlegm problem long after you've known me. Well past the time that you've passed from this earth, General, I'll still be sitting here talking to Phil. Hey, well, Phil will be dead, too. I'll be talking to somebody going, ah. So...
All right, sorry I brought it up.
It's all right, but yeah, thank you very much. So I'm going to take a sip here. Hold on. Oh, that's good.
Harvey is with us, folks, because let me just give people the lowdown on this, Harvey. Last night on our show, Emerelda Wheeler shot two traveling squirrels. I don't know if she connected, if you'll forgive me for putting it that way.
This is not a baseball game, Phil.
Yeah, I'm talking about two dead wild animals.
Well, here's the problem. We heard from the International Wildlife Fund, or the World Wildlife Fund.
The World Wildlife Fund.
Not fund, fun, F-U-N.
What is that?
The World Wildlife Fund is a group of sportsmen who I guess took exception to Miss Wheeler just wielding a shotgun in a very exaggerated manner. Also, Isabel Tiergarten is a neighbor of Mr. Wheeler's. She weighed in, and I did a significant deposition of her.
All right, Harvey, first of all, Emerelda Wheeler, yeah, killing those two, did she kill them?
Well, they're not taking a nap, let me put it that way.
Well, all right, so they saw two dead...
Two dead squirrels, the legs sticking straight up in the air, and with still wearing the walnut as a hat. I don't know anything about it, but that's what I was told. When they found them, they were laying there with the legs sticking straight up in the air, walnut hats pulled down over their eyes respectfully. And
what do you mean pulled down over their eyes respectfully?
Because Dean Wheeler apparently took exception to what his wife did and put the walnuts over their... I don't know, so...
In other words, he covered them up respectfully.
That's what I just said, son. Jesus.
Harvey Wireman with us, and before we start losing our stuff again like we do every night, who are you representing? I'm not clear.
I'm representing the Wheelers. I was your office contacted me.
When I was contacted by Emerelda Wheeler, well, first of all, I contacted Emerelda Wheeler, and I told her people were complaining, and she said, do you know a good lawyer? I said, yeah.
And then I got a call last night about a quarter to ten, late last night about a quarter to ten, and, All right, so they told me to say that.
When did you get the call?
At about 7:05. I get a call from Emerelda Wheeler, who says, I think I'm going to need you, because I've got some touchy-feely. She said she had some real sob sisters right up her you-know-what over her, as she put it, blowing away a couple of squirrels that were begging for it. Now, I didn't hear the show, Phil. I did through Bud Dickman's good offices, played the tapes for me today.
Now, wait, but doesn't that make us legally liable?
For what?
What do you mean you're listening to tapes of my show? Why don't you get your own, discovery and all that crap?
Do you even know what discovery is?
No.
Okay, because I could certainly subpoena the tapes if you'd like, Phil.
Never mind.
Yeah. So I listened to these tapes. Hey, give me another glass of water, will you?
You got it.
So I listened to these...
You might be asking, who is that?
Who's what?
The guy who said, you got it.
Bob Hedgecock. He's the maitre d' over here at Eddie and Woody.
I thought you're at Woody and Eddie's, right?
No, Woody and Eddie's doesn't exist anymore. I'm at Eddie and Woody. Eddie and Woody. That's the name of the restaurant.
Eddie and Woody?
Eddie and Woody? No, I said, Phil...
All right, Harvey, there's no sense in mocking me. What's the name of the restaurant?
I'll say it for the 15th time. Eddie and Woody.
That's the man who founded the restaurant, Phil.
It's the same building that Woody and Eddie's was. No, it isn't. I think it's a block east. But it's Eddie and Woody. He was an agent in Hollywood. He represented, Glenna Bill and a few of the, those early horror movie people.
Eddie and Woody.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Eddie, E-D-D-E, and Woody, E-N-W-O-U-D-I-E.
What the hell? What do you mean, E-D-D-E?
That's the way the man spells his name. What do you want me to do, start bitching at some guy because he spells his name like some fruit ball? I don't know. Eddie and Woody.
And the name of the rent... Okay, I'm sorry. You know, Harvey, I'm making a bigger thing out of it than I should.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't know. I'm in having a drink. I like to play. Hey, Bob, come here. Where's Eddie tonight? Is he here?
He's dead. He died 2 years ago.
Oh, he's dead. I forgot. So, anyway, the restaurant's still... Well, who owns the joint now?
His wife, Edna.
Edna and Woody owns it now.
That's great. So
getting back to the Wheelers. So this World Wildlife Fund, a group of hunters who thought it was cavalier of this woman, Wheeler, to just go ahead and unload on two traveling squirrels, they thought it was untoward.
And yet these clowns hunt for fun.
Yeah, these guys are out hunting wild animal anyway.
You don't understand. Yes, they hunt, but they're very conservation-minded, and they very much believe in the environment. They want to make sure that all the animals are preserved.
So they can blow them away themselves sometime.
Phil, you see the Padre on your way out. He'll punch your ticket for you. That's a line from the verdict, by the way.
I know that.
So, but I'm just representing the Wheeler family, and I'm saying dead to rights because these squirrels were causing a nuisance on the property. They're in the middle of an interview with you. And the squirrels, without any consideration, no decent, normal, moral constraint, are up there with their chippering away and their chipmunk sound. I don't know what they were doing. I listened to the show, Phil, and I could well imagine them up there dancing along the branch, trying to distract, wiggling their asses or whatever they were doing. I think that Emeralda was provoked far beyond anything that any normal human being would be able to contain. She reached for that 10 gauge that her husband keeps in an umbrella stand near the front door. And
she reached for the 10 gauge that her husband keeps in an umbrella stand near the front door.
That's what I said. Don't wear it out.
All right. It's just an unusual place. I'll say it's unusual. There's no safety concerns there at all.
There's no children in the house, okay? You think that Dean's going to go over and start playing with his own shotgun and blow his already very empty head off of his shoulders? The answer to that is maybe, but who cares? So,
all right, so she grabs the 10-gauge and she unloads on two squirrels, two innocent squirrels.
Oh, let me tell you something, Mr. Henry, about the innocent squirrel thing. As these two people were attempting to do an interview with you, they had squirrels dancing and skipping and sticking their asses out and doing everything this traveling squirrel does, putting on the walnut hats, walking around with half a walnut under the arms, sticking their thumbs out like they're hitchhiking, then tittering away. That's what you heard. When you heard the chimpering and that little sound they make, I have the recording, as a matter of fact, here, Phil, and I'll play it for you. It's enough to drive any normal man mad. Recorded at 2:52 p.m. Now, there you just heard them, as I said, without any normal, decent constraint, chippering and chicking.
All right, we did hear them, and that's what drove Emeralda around the bend.
She did not get driven around the bend. She acted as any normal, cool, calculating human would. She heard the chimpering and the chicking and the giggling. She calmly walked to the umbrella stand, got the 10-gauge, and emptied it on the squirrel. And I'm saying, as we have said to the World Wildlife Fund, and...
I don't get over this. This World Wildlife Fund, they exist.
They most certainly did. They're the ones that are threatening lawsuit.
So these guys are threat. I've heard of the World Wildlife Fund, not the World Wildlife Fund. Let me just bring on this lady that you mentioned, Isabel Weingarten.
Yes, she's over on line. I just talked to her. She's very angry.
I don't care how angry she is. I'm angry. I'm angry that my client, the Wheelers, have been treated as if they are war criminals, as if they're terrorists, as if they are some sort of ghoulish biped that's slithering up a tree to terrorize these fur-laden, skipping and giggling, and quite frankly, I think, highly inappropriate squirrels with their hats and their cheeses.
Here is Isabel Weingarten, a neighbor of the Wheelers. Isabel, or Ms. Weingarten, if you will. I
don't have a problem. Call me Isabel.
Isabel, what is your position here?
I have known the Wheelers since they had moved in here. I own the property to the east. And the Traveler has been a wonderful companion, friend, and resident to all of us here in the Novato region of the northern part of the San Francisco Bay. Now come the Wheelers with their frustrated singing wife and this man who has a sketchy past as a drug addict turned holistic healer. And last night I hear a gunshot ring out, and I heard the very distinctive sound of my friend the Traveler, because I have had communication with him.
This is where you're not rational at all.
Hold on, I heard you out, Mr. What is your name again?
My name is Harvey Wireman.
All I can hear you do is clearing your throat. Why don't you try gargling or doing something? All I hear you doing is, yeah. Try gargling, try swallowing. You know,
there's a joke there that I won't go there.
That's a good thing. You just stay clear from it. And I will tell you again that your client, Amarillo Wheeler, is a murderer. I heard...
How dare you!
I heard that Traveler. And this is a voice, Mr. Henry, that those of us who hear the sound of the wind and speak the language of the animal...
This woman is not rational.
I'd like to hear her out. Go ahead.
I heard the Traveler say, yeah, he got me. He got me, and I'm heading home.
That's what you heard the Traveling Squirrel say?
I heard the Traveler say that in the psychic breeze that blows through my mind.
Yeah, I'll bet it blows through your mind. Goes in one ear.
Watch it. This right hand has seen it all.
I'm too much of a gentleman.
All right, what is there any kind of, Ms. Weingarten, is there any kind of a compromise that can be reached here?
None whatsoever. Yes, the compromise is that Ms. Wheeler contributes to the Voices on the Wind Foundation. Those of us who hear and assent to the wishes of animals who speak to us in the psychic tones. And
say, this is absolute crackers and cuckoo.
This is my... You call me crackers and cuckoo, and you're talking to a group of guys called the World Wildlife Fund.
Well, they're on your side of the argument.
And on your side of the argument is a woman who wrote a song called Wisdom Doesn't Wear Slacks or a Dress.
I don't know anything about it, nor would I want to. I'm telling you that you people need to back off, that what my client did, she did on her own property.
I heard that squirrel call to me in its death throes. They got me. They got me good. I'm heading west.
You believe in this, Mr. Henry?
I don't know what to believe, but I will say this. If the Wheelers were on their own property...
Look, Phil, if you come to my house and you act like a buffoon and a braggart and a rapscallion and a slob, and I decide, you know what, I think it's time, and I blow you away on my property, what are you going to do about it?
I can't do... Are you kidding or something? What's he going to do about it? He's dead. I'm dead, but it's against the law. Yes, it's against the law. You've murdered a human being, and these squirrels, all they were doing was dancing and skipping and laughing.
They were dancing and skipping and enjoying their lives for the first time in their life. And along comes Amarillo Wheeler, frustrated that she can't sing a lick. Every time she opens her mouth, her harp trap, garage doors open up all over the Bay Area. Every time she tries to sing a song, people bleed from the ears and the nose and the eyes, screaming, falling on their backs, their bellies.
Will you listen to this horse manure? Listen, Ms. Weingarten, I'd be very, very happy to serve you for slander.
Serve me for slander, huh? Is that a dish? What are you
talking about, a lawsuit?
He's talking about suing you for slandering the Wheelers. Obviously, this has gotten extremely hostile, Ms. Weingarten. Is there any kind of compromise?
The compromise, as I said, is a donation to the Friends of the Mystic Voices that animals, you know, talk, and I hear them on the wind. I forget what it's called, but we just put it together 3 weeks ago. But I think I like the name Friends of the Voices of the Aminal, of the Animals.
Yeah, okay. When you decide what it's called, Friends of the Voices of the Aminals, you let me know, and we'll tell you the same thing I'm going to tell you right now. No way, no way, no way. We go to trial. Emerald Wheeler demands satisfaction from all of you who have slandered and slathered. And there's one time in his life where Dickman actually got something right. Slathering someone is slandering them, libeling them, and lathering them, which is not the same.
What do you mean? Lather as in taking a shave?
Taking a shave. Lathering is when you just cast it aside, like you walk by someone. This sounds juvenile, but this is what lathering is, Phil. When you walk by someone and you say, you're an asshole. And then you just keep right on walking, okay?
All right, Harvey, and thank you very much, Ms. Weingarten.
I haven't done
All right, Harvey, and thank you very much. I think we've heard about all we need to of this garbage.
Garbage? Mr. Henry?
Look, Harvey, you wouldn't have taken this case. If we hadn't have thrown it at you, you wouldn't have taken it. You're a nice guy. And I suppose she needs to defend herself. She's being sued for blowing away these squirrels, the World Wildlife Fund, and Isabel Weingarten. Don't you have better things to do with your life?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. I'm having a doers on the rock. Yeah, smooth as silk.
That's Kessler's.
The what?
It's Kessler's.
Who's Kessler?
Smooth as silk is Kessler. Anyway, Harvey.
Smooth as silk is Kess.
Smooth as silk is the Kessler slogan. Anyway, good luck with that. We had gotten an awful lot of outrage here, and we wanted you to hear this to the side of the Wheelers.
Well, you're hearing it, and I know you got a lot of outrage, and I think it's pretty funny people that listen to your show getting upset because a couple of nuisance squirrels finally meet their maker, head west, and this woman, this Weingarten, saying she heard that squirrel in its death throes say, they got me good, I'm heading west. I want to tell you right now, I'm going to put her on the stand and ask her point blank if she heard those exact words or if she's paraphrasing.
Is she paraphrasing? So in other words, if they didn't say that exactly, if the squirrel said something like, I'm shot, I'm going to heaven.
Then there's not much that I can do if she says it paraphrased. You know, you people will never understand. The more I come on your program, the more I know, Phil, I'm alone. I'm a man alone. Harvey Wireman here at Eddie and Woody.
At Eddie, yeah, that's right.
That's right, you got it.
Harvey Wireman at Eddie and Woody. And I guess he's defending Emeralda.
Well, now the situation is Emeralda Wheeler is actionable, you know.
What do you mean actionable?
That's what they said.
You mean that she is being pursued and sued legally by a number of entities?
Well, I don't know. There's the World Wildlife Fund, Isabella Weingarten. Mr. Wireman's going to take it on.
All right, well, we'll see what happens, folks. Coming up next, we have, speaking of the Beatles documentary, the new one by Peter Jackson, Doug Danger. In just a moment. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Stay tuned for Doug Danger. The world-famous Phil Henry Show website. The drama and the majesty. The laughs. The memories. The good times. All of it can be yours again. It is ongoing, continuing, never-ending, always steady. Get a subscription now to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and when you do, you can be assured your life will continue on, steadied, reliable, straight ahead, forthright, chin to the wind, eyes into the sun, shading your eyes and saying, I need sunglasses, ow. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, with a subscription, 45,000 hours of radio, digital content, and more, can be yours. And the price? It's not even worth mentioning. For a month or for a year, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription today at philhenryshow.com. Ow. Welcome back, and Doug Danger on the line, the Orange County Courier. Been a long time talking to Doug, and a long time since we talked to Doug. We had him on last week. And Doug, the new film from Peter Jackson, the Beatles, the documentary that Peter Jackson put together from original recordings made during the original documentary have been reassembled using AI, is my understanding, among other things, and it's quite a film.
Phil, it is quite a film, and I went to a special screening of Get Back for the Orange County Courier, and those of us here in the newsroom, the entertainment desk, And it was amazing to see the four Beatles together again, interacting and putting together the songs for the White Album, and then they had the Get Back album. It's not really clear what it is they're talking about, but I can tell you the end result is being able to see the Beatles in their, you know, environment.
And for me, that would be the interesting thing, Doug, seeing the Beatles talking in the studio in ways that we've never seen them.
Yeah, very candid is my understanding.
A lot of candid clips of them writing music and of Ringo Starr. And then they go up on the roof of the building there in London where they originally recorded the original Get Back, and they wanted to make a movie out of that. All the people on the street. It's pretty, pretty, pretty amazing.
What would you say is the most compelling scene? I was reading a review of it where George Harrison actually quit the band and then came back.
Yeah, George Harrison said, "I'm leaving the band," and then met them 4 days later back at the, I think they were in Twickenham or Twillingham or some English name. I'm sorry, I don't remember. It's Twitchingham. Then they met back at Abbey Road, and Harrison's there, and they're all laughing and having a laugh, and they all realize the big misunderstanding.
Doug, the Beatles are arguably the greatest, the most popular certainly, but the greatest rock and roll band in history. Were they aware of their place in history?
They seem to be. They, you know, they would look into the camera and nod and and look at each other and say, "Yeah, you know, this is pretty important. We got to get it right." And they would try to do a song, but then Yoko would show up and kind of mess everything up.
See, that's funny. I heard, yes, we all heard Yoko wasn't really the problem.
Yeah, I heard Yoko Ono got a bad rap.
Well, I don't know. It looked to me like Yoko. I got to be honest with you. I haven't seen the movie. Okay, but hold on.
What do you mean you haven't seen the movie?
Just what I said, Phil. I haven't seen that. I didn't have time to see it. I knew I was scheduled to do the interview today, so I went ahead. I came on. Trust me when I tell you. What I've just told you about it is what the movie is about, okay?
Doug, here you go again saying that you got that special vision that nobody else has, that even if you don't see a movie, you know what it's about.
That's right. You got that right, my fine feathered friend. I've covered movies for so long, I know what they're about, okay?
Well, everything you've been telling me about this movie, it's been puzzling me because I haven't heard anything like that. I've heard that the Beatles were, you know...
Uh-huh, yeah, what'd you hear?
I heard that the Beatles were alternately bored, they were excited, they were complimentary of each other, they were very friendly toward each other, they didn't get down to brass tacks and get down to business, as you said, they had to feel their way.
All right, so they had to feel their way.
Yeah, but you didn't see the movie. You didn't even see the movie, Doug, so you're not allowed to come on here and just lie about it.
I'm not lying about it, I'm telling you. What, look... Yes, I did see it. I saw it in my mind, okay?
Here we go again with you and this special vision you've got.
I saw this movie as I lay in bed last night. I knew I wasn't going to be able to see the movie today, and I knew I was coming on your show, Phil. So I said to myself, what's this movie about? It's about the Beatles in the studio. You're asking questions that are very specific, Phil. I don't think anybody would be able to answer them.
Well, let me ask something, Doug. Why don't you watch these movies? Why do I, when I have you on... And you tell me you saw the movie, do a review of any movie. What wouldn't it be just easier to see the movie?
It would be easier to see the movie if I didn't already know. I'm not saying that...
What do you think, you're like a mind reader and you see in the future?
No, I'm not saying I'm a mind reader and see in the future. It's a movie about the Beatles, a documentary about Get Back. I saw the original one.
That's just it. I'm hearing that this movie is far more illustrative. It is far more... illuminating.
Yeah, illustrative, illuminating, probably illegal. There's another word. Probably find something illegal about it. We get right down to it, you know? You know, Phil?
Okay, Doug, so you didn't see the movie. Do you plan on seeing it?
No.
So why did we have you on?
Because I'm a film critic, and you know that I get the job done, okay? I'm Doug. Look, I could have done this in shorthand. You wouldn't have been any the wiser.
You know what? I'm getting better at hearing you do it in shorthand.
I'm Doug Dang, shorthand. My Beatle move, Get Back, seen that, Beatle Get Together. They talk, play music, get back.
Yeah, that's just a bunch of horse shit.
You got that right. I could have come on and I could have done it that way. But instead, I was honest with you, Phil. I didn't have time to see the movie, okay?
You know, Danger, we have a lot of guys coming on this program. You're one of them that all of a sudden are very regretful that they're morons. That's what I think you're experiencing right now.
You take that back right now.
I'm not taking back anything. You're a moron coming on here and saying you saw a movie you didn't see.
I saw the movie. I saw the essence of the Beatles. It's about the Beatles, isn't it? It's four guys sitting around talking, spanking it, playing some songs. People go, ooh, the Beatles. And then they go, the end.
That ain't the movie, man. Not the one that I've been hearing about.
Hey, Mr. Danger, if you want people to respect you as a film critic...
I got more respect as a film critic today than most guys that have been around for 40, 50 years, okay? And there are a few of them still kicking around. There's a few guys still kicking around, more skeleton than man, more dead, more ambulating corpse than living, breathing flesh. Some of these film reviewers, some of these film critics would look far better in a casket than they do sitting at a desk!
You apologize right now.
Sorry.
What's that about?
I'm still stuck here at the Orange County Courier. What do you think it's about?
Well, why don't you get a resume out there into the world and get yourself into a better gig?
Nobody does resumes anymore. I keep telling you that.
Then do whatever it is. What do people do?
They put their stuff online. Yeah, it's a resume, but listen to all these people.
What's going on? I hear a lot of chatter.
They're having another party, somebody's birthday, someone had a baby. Hey, do you mind? You get off my desk. I got people sitting on my desk.
Doug, since we last talked to you, and it was many years ago, things don't appear to be going all that good for you.
No. Everybody that leaves your show and comes back a wreck, Phil. I heard that Tom Catton bit. I've heard all those people coming on with the same things happen to me, man. The great days of Doug Danger are well behind him.
Maybe that's because all you did was identify with your sexual orientation and you didn't know enough about film criticism.
I was doing what I had to do at the time to let everybody know that I wasn't going to be buffaloed by a straight society and straight world out to tie me up, shut me down, and burn me out. So I did what I had to do.
All right, so what do you got to do now, man? You got to be a film critic, right? So go to the movies that you're going to review.
Fuck that.
Well, then, what are you going to do, Doug?
I'm going to write a play. I'm going to write a movie, a book, something. I want to do. I want to start doing the stuff that I criticize.
Now, that's a great idea. Write a movie. What kind of a movie?
I don't know yet.
Let's write a superhero movie.
Bullshit. What's so funny?
You are, Doug. You're cracking me up, man. Thank you for the laughs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I don't mean that you're making... I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, okay? But I hear the movie Get Back is great.
I hear it's great, too, but I have to be honest with you. I don't care. I don't care whether I ever see it or whether I don't. I don't care. You go see it and you tell me. How about that?
Okay, Doug. Thanks so much.
Doug Danger in Hollywood, folks.
So there's the big film critic again, coming up zeros.
Doug Danger, I think he's about had it as a film critic.
Yeah, I think you've had it as a film critic when you come on to criticize or critique or otherwise review a movie that you haven't seen, but you pretend like you have.
Say that again.
You heard me, man. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Another guy losing it on the air, Doug Danger. Don't forget, speaking of movies, coming up Saturday, the return of Saturday Cinema, Haunted, The Creature from the Haunted Sea. Holy Jesus. I can't wait. Yep. Hosted by General Galen Shaw, who's your special commentator? Dean Wheeler. General Shaw and Dean Wheeler, this coming weekend, the return of Saturday Cinema.
On a Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.